Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, O heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present in all places and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Bestower of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ, the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil before you, that you might be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bring me forth. For behold, you have loved truth, you have revealed to me the hidden and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and establish me with the governing spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For had you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You will not be pleased with whole burnt offerings. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, to Zion in your good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall you be pleased with a sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire, so shall sinners perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, let them be merry with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, make way for him who rides upon the west, the Lord is his name. Rejoice before him, let them be troubled at his presence, who is a father of the fatherless and a judge of widows. God is in his holy place, God settles the solitary in a house. He leads forth the prisoners valiantly, likewise the rebellious who dwell in tombs. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped water at the presence of the God of Sinai, at the presence of the God of Israel. You shall appoint a gracious rain for your inheritance, O God. Though it grew weak, you restored it. Your living creatures shall dwell in it. In your goodness, O God, you have provided for the poor. The Lord shall give a word to those who bear good tidings in a great company. The King of the hosts of the Beloved says, divide the spoil for the beauty of the house. If you lie down between the lots, you shall be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her pinions with green gold. When he who is above the heavens appoints kings over it, they shall be made white as snow in Salmon. The mountain of God is a fat mountain, a curdled mountain, a fat mountain. Why, O curdled mountains, do you envy the mountain on which God was pleased to dwell? For the Lord will dwell on it forever. The chariots of God are 10,000-fold, thousands in procession. The Lord was among them at Sinai, in the holy place. You ascended on high, you led captivity captive. You received gifts among men, that you might dwell even in the disobedient. Blessed be the Lord God, blessed be the Lord day by day. May the God of our salvation grant us prosperity. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong the ways out from death. But God shall crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy pate of those who go on in their trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may be dipped in the blood of your enemies, and the tongue of your dogs may be red with the same. Your processions were seen, O God, the processions of my God, the King who is in the sanctuary. Princes went before, singers followed after, in the midst of damsels playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is young Benjamin in rapture. The princes of Judah are their leaders, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Command your strength, O God. Strengthen, O God, this which you have wrought among us. For your people's sake at Jerusalem, kings shall bring presents to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reed, that the assembly of bulls among the heifers of the peoples may be confined by those who have been tried like silver. Scatter the nations that delight in war. Ambassadors shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises to God who rides upon the heaven of heaven toward the east. Behold, with his voice he shall send forth a mighty sound. Give glory to God. His mercy is upon Israel, and his power is in the clouds. God is wondrous in his saints. The God of Israel shall give power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. The Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father, through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
When the bodiless angel learned the secret command, he hastened and stood before the house of Joseph and said to her who had not known wedlock, "The one who has bowed the heavens by his condescension is wholly contained in you, without change. In your womb I see him taking the form of a slave. Therefore I cry to you in fearful awe. Rejoice, O bride and virgin."
Lord, have mercy. 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 Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. In every season and at every hour, in heaven and on earth, you are worshipped and glorified, O good God, long-suffering, rich in mercy, loving the just and compassionate to sinners, calling all to salvation by the promise of the blessings to come. Now, O Lord, at this very hour, receive our prayers and direct our lives in the way of your commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, correct our thoughts, and make our knowledge whole and sober. Deliver us from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need. Surround us with your holy angels as with a rampart, so that protected and guided by their host, we may reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your unapproachable glory. For you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and by far more glorious than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. O Master God, Almighty Father, only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and you, O Holy Spirit, one God and one power, have mercy on me, a sinner, and save me, an unworthy servant, according to the ways of your wisdom. For you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Most highly do I praise you, Lord, for you have taken notice of my lowliness, and have not delivered me into the hands of my enemies, but have relieved my soul of its needs. Now, Master, let your hand shelter me, and let your grace descend upon me, for my soul is distracted and pained at the departure from this, my miserable and sordid body, that the end design of the adversary may not overtake her, and make her stumble into the darkness for the unknown and known sins amassed by me in this life. Be gracious to me, Master, and do not let my soul see the dark countenance of the evil spirits, but let her be received by your angels bright and shining. Glorify your holy name, and by your might set me before your divine judgment seat. When I am being judged, do not allow the hand of the prince of this world to take hold of me, to throw me a sinner into the depths of hell, but stand by me, and be a savior and mediator to me. Have mercy on my soul, defiled through the passions of this life, and receive her cleansed by penitence and confession, for you are blessed unto the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ the King our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. I have lifted up my eyes to the mountains, from whence my help shall come. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let not your foot slip, may he not slumber who keeps you. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. May the Lord keep you, may the Lord be your shelter at your right hand. The sun shall not burn you by day, nor the moon by night. May the Lord keep you from all evil. May the Lord keep your soul. May the Lord keep your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Behold, now bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the nights lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you out of Sion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
To you, O Theotokos, the invincible leader, we, your servants, ascribe these victory hymns in thanksgiving for our deliverance from evil. With your invincible power, free us from all dangers, that we may cry to you, rejoice, O unwedded bride.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, remember our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising to eternal life. Be mindful of all who have completed their lives in piety and faith. Forgive them their sins, whether in thought, word, or deed, whether of malice or of weakness. Let their dwelling place be cool and refreshing, brilliant with light, a place of rest free of all pain, sorrow, and sighing, where the light of your face shines forth to gladden all those who have pleased you from the very beginning. Bestow your kingdom upon them and upon us as well. Grant that we too will one day share in the good things of eternity, in the ineffable delight of everlasting happiness. For you are the resurrection and the life and the repose of your departed servants, O Christ our God, and we send up glory to you, and to your eternal Father, and to your all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O you most glorious, ever-virginal, and blessed Theotokos, commend our prayers to your Son, our God, and entreat him to save our souls through your intercession. The Father is my hope, the Son my refuge, the Holy Spirit my protection. O all Holy Trinity, glory to you. All my hope I place in you, O Theotokos. Keep me under the wings of your protection.
Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. At a loss for any defense, we sinners offer this prayer to you, the Master. Have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have put our trust in you. Rise not in anger against us. Remember not our transgressions, but look upon us even now in the depth of your mercy, and save us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we are your people. All of us are the works of your hand, and we constantly call upon your name, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Blessed Theotokos, open the portal of your deep mercy to us, who put our trust in you, so that we may not be brought to confusion, but through you may be delivered from adversity. For you are the salvation of the Christian fold.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.